Last night I spoke about the distinction that need to be made between to know and to be aware, or to be mindful. To know is to use a concept, a name, a translation of the experience. To be aware or to be mindful is a way to experience directly without any interference of any concept or images. Yet in our practice, first we meet the concept, first we know what's happening, and then slowly we can open to the experience itself. So it's not that we fight against the knowing. It's just that we don't stop at that. When we choose to be aware of sensation in the abdomen or in the chest as a grounding experience, first there's a knowing. We have an image, a representation, an image of the part of the body. Maybe even the name or concept of this kind of sensation. But we don't stop at that, that's fine. But we try to feel more precisely what it is that I am experiencing. So the knowing, the concept is a stepping stone for us to be more intimate. We just don't stop at that. We don't fight against it. If I'm aware of the whole of the body, I may have an image of the body to start with. That's a way to gather the mind in this field of experience. That is fine. But I don't need to cling to this image of the body, but to feel. How does it feel there? So slowly I go from knowing to be aware, to be mindful. In a natural way. But if I stop at knowing, then I can naturally open to the full experiencing. Same with bodily pain. I may have a concept, a pain in my knee, so I have an image of the part of the body. I have a concept pain. And I feel something intensively, which I don't like. That's fine, but there is not yet a deep intimacy with the experience. Then I may wonder, how does it feel, this pain? And slowly, not stopping at the concept, I may start to experience a burning sensation, vibration or whatever. So the concept pain has disappeared, or is very weak at this time, but the sensation is very clear. The intimacy with the experience is very clear. We are satisfied with knowing, but here we are more curious, so to speak, but to really feel or taste the experience. In a gentle way, not making strong effort or pushing, but wondering what is this experience I'm really feeling now. So the grounding experience is always a place where we can meet with ourselves, we can be present. Nothing is wrong with that. We can discover the whole of the Dhamma, of the truth in this grounding experience. But anything arising is not a mistake. So if there are thoughts, we may just recognize thoughts, another aspect of life, important aspect of life. Slightly more difficult to be fully present. And then we may come back to the grounding experience. There may be some emotion sometimes. They may be strong. So at this time, the physical sensation in the abdomen has no interest for us. Something is stronger there. The emotion. So at this time, we may try to feel really what is the emotion. It is also skillful to be aware of the quality of the mind that meditates. Is the mind calm? Or is it scattered? Sleepy? Tired? To be aware of that, otherwise we fight against it without being aware. So including the quality of the mind that meditates. If there is sleepiness, not fighting against sleepiness, just being aware of a sleepy mind. How is a sleepy mind? And not so much to concentrate on the bodily aspect of sleepiness, but the mind aspect of sleepiness. Just the quality of being here. Very specific that we call sleepiness. And being also aware when there is calmness, tranquility. That the way the mind is in this instant. Being aware of the quality of the mind doesn't mean that we make evaluation, judgment. But we are aware of what's happening now, of the quality of my experiencing now. So that we don't react without being aware. If I'm not aware there is sleepiness, I will try to push it away immediately. If I'm not aware there is tiredness, I will push it away immediately. Without being aware that I am trying to push it away. So being open to experience whatever is happening right now. Nothing is a mistake. Yet one may choose a specific area because it is clearer, simpler to feel the sensation in the abdomen or in the chest or maybe in the hands or arms. Again, naming hands or arms, not to stop at an image, but how does it feel there? Being aware if I want something else, if I don't want that which is happening right now, resisting being present. So practice with gentleness, with lightness. Willingness to discover what's happening right now. And if the position is painful, at times shift the position. Don't change every 3 minutes in order to last long. Stay without taking care of the position every instant. And if it is too painful due to the uncommon position, then shift and feel when you are shifting. Usually the pain is going away. It's quite pleasant when the pain is going away, so enjoy that, be aware. And then stay without moving, without rigidity, without fixity, in a relaxed way.